Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. We're going to hear two great stories today, both from Jason Ball. Jason is the president of Arctic Bear Plumbing, Heating, and Air in Endwell, New York. Arctic Bear is a great company. They provide outstanding support to their customers, and they're well known as a wonderful contributor to their community. That's understandable because Jason Ball is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. I wanted to talk with Jason before Thanksgiving because these stories seem particularly appropriate in this difficult year as we head into the holiday season. So Jason Ball, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
I want to start off at the beginning. Now, I've known you and your lovely wife, Bree, for a while, and I want to start off with something that is sort of not exactly work-related, and tell me about how you met Bree.
Great story. Hey, thanks for having me on here first, and I'm glad to share this. I met Bree in the strangest way. My son had dragged me down a hall and then down a set of stairs and then down another long hall to a big sanctuary at a church that was completely emptied out, but there was a door in the center of the room that was framed in, and there's this young lady with her daughter and a couple other kids opening the door and kind of playing with them where they're coming through the door into another world, I guess. And he points at her and he goes, I want her to be my mom. And I'm like, kind of scary there, Brody. And I just kind of ran away at that point. But I got to know her later on, and she later on became the mom.
So, I mean, when he led you down the stairs, you were a divorced father of three, right?
Yes. I had been raising three kids on my own since, well, like I told you, one wasn't even one yet, and the oldest was just starting kindergarten, and I was on my own.
Brody recognized that a mom would be a good thing, and he picked out the appropriate mom and wife all in one.
He did. You know, we've been together now 19 years, and it's been the best 19 years of my life.
Hats off to Brody. He seemed to have a really good handle on what was necessary.
Maybe he's a matchmaker, and he doesn't even know it.
That's such a beautiful story.
He found out before when I was getting ready to get engaged to her. He found out, and he would go to her at the grocery store and kept getting dimes out of her to go back to the candy machine there. And she was just kind of entertaining it with him. You know, she didn't know what he was up to, but he was trying to beat me to the punch and get an engagement ring.
So he wanted you guys to actually get married as well. That's great.
He did. He did. And he needed a mom. They all did. And I look back on those times, and like I told you, I was on my own for 5 years. My parents were there to help me on Saturdays because I had to work on Saturdays then. But otherwise, during the week, I had to find sitters. And I went 5 years, and I never missed a day of work. I pulled it off. I was always on top of it. Always had people in line. We had a retired lady up the road that really just stepped up. And she took care of everything. In fact, one Christmas, we got home, and her and her son had shoveled our whole driveway for us. You know, they just showed up and took care of it and got us in. I had to tell you what, I had a great network of people in my neighborhood that just really supported us.
Community makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, one day I needed a riding lawnmower, David. I couldn't push the lawnmower anymore and take care of the kids. It took too long. And just at that time, somebody showed up with $750. I wasn't allowed to know where it came from. I never did know where it came from. But it was just what I needed to buy a riding lawnmower. You know, somebody just did that.
That's awesome. So, you know, we're going to get into a little bit of another story about, you know, you kind of paying it back, frankly. The community stepped up and helped you, but, you know, you stepped up and helped the community as well. Before we do that, I want to set the stage just a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Oh, okay. Arctic Bear. We are 15 employees. We're $2.5 million a year, a little more. As of the closeout of October, we are 38.6% ahead of last year's numbers, which is just
awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. You know, we're a community-based company. We don't really have to advertise too much because we do so much within the community, and that's what brings us in a lot of calls. Just a great all-around staff. I'm just really happy with where we're at.
My part of the story is that in late August of this year, 2020, I contacted you on behalf of the Joseph Grow Foundation about a charitable project that is in your town. And I remember how you responded. You know, frankly, I'm calling somebody up and asking them if they can help out. It's always, I feel a little uncomfortable when I make those calls. But you were the best because you said enthusiastically, I was looking for something like this. We've had a really great year, and I had just been telling my guys that we needed to find some way to give back. So this was a resident in your town, had contacted the Joseph Grove Foundation, needed some help, needed a new boiler and a new air conditioning system, and you agreed to do it. You agreed to go and look at it. So tell us what you found.
All right. Well, when you called, we basically said, we got it. We're going to do this. We'll do the whole thing. Don't worry about it. So, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I'll get there to be a furnace. That's a piece of cake, you know, a furnace, air conditioner. Easy. I get there and I find an old steam boiler, probably from the 40s. David, this thing was huge and just decrepit. And he actually hadn't had heat in over 2 years. He would keep a kerosene heater in the basement.
I'm sorry, he had kerosene. I was going to say, how do you, in New York, and you're in upstate New York, how do you get by in the winter without a furnace?
It was, you know, I get there and I meet a guy that has a lot of joy. He's raised 5 kids. He's got 3 older boys, 2 younger girls, just like me. Same situation. They're all young, though. They can't help them. But they've all been going to college. One's going to UAlbany on a full medical scholarship. You know, he's done a great job, but has nothing. And when I say nothing, he wouldn't blow away what I saw. But here's a guy that's full of joy, and he wants to work. He's puttering all the time. He's got bees, and he's got chickens, and right in the city. But, you know, he takes me into the basement. He tells me he hasn't had heat. This old boiler sits there that's, what, 70 years old? And he tells me he's heating with a kerosene heater down there in the wintertime, and then he keeps one up on the main floor. There's no way they were keeping themselves, even probably remotely, the 60 degrees in that place. In the dead of winter. And 60 degrees in the dead of winter with no humidity, it's cold. You know, and I bet they're in the 50s most of the time. There's no way that these kerosene heaters were keeping up with this place. And this went on for a couple of years.
He was disabled somehow, and he had done some work in our industry, right?
Yeah, he did construction trade, more road construction, mm-hmm. and he had fallen off the back of a truck. And it damaged his vertebrae and also caused lung issues. So when he'd follow me up the stairs, he'd have to stop for a minute or two just to get his breath and get himself going again.
Yeah.
Wonderful person. I'm telling you, you really chose a great one. I couldn't wait to do it. When I saw the boiler, my heart sunk because I knew that, wow, this is going to be a project.
Yeah.
But we loved it. We just dove in, and your foundation was able to help me find a boiler for half the cost of what I would have spent on it. Just
fantastic.
A lot of people stepped in. Yep.
So you found some other stuff there too, right? You took a look at the whole house, and I really appreciate you doing this, and you decided that it was more than just a heating and air conditioning replacement.
Yeah. What I found when I first walked in into the basement, first floor was coming in onto the basement in one room. So there's one room that's probably 12 by 14, and the whole one side of the floor was 2 inches below the joist, and it was just coming in. So I had a guy come and give me a quote for jacking up the floor. And then as we were looking at that, we noticed the basement windows, he's in a rough neighborhood, let's say, and the basement windows were just barely hanging on. So I went back to you guys and told you guys about that. We also needed a chimney liner, and the chimney was falling apart up on the roof, you know, 2 stories up. And I got you guys a quote for that, and they were all accepted. Everything was accepted, and we were a go. And, well, as we were looking at it further, there's masking tape holding the windows together throughout the whole house. So I just thought, you know, Gregory, would you mind if I had a contractor come over and just give an estimate? Let's just throw an estimate at the Joe Grove Foundation and see what happens. And just a couple of days ago, I got the call, and he's getting windows.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Oh, he's overjoyed. Now he can live comfortably and not have those stresses on him. And he'll pass it forward in the ways that he can pass it forward.
So put in a new boiler. There's a lot to that, isn't there? Got to take out the old furnace, put in a new boiler.
That one had to be taken out in pieces, very messy. I'd have to say it took us about 6 hours to take that out.
Wow.
And then, you know, we put the new boiler in. We also took a radiator out of the second floor, which 100-year-old pipes, getting those valves apart, getting that out of there wasn't fun. I think there was 3 of us laying on the floor trying to pull and turn and twist without breaking anything below. But we got that. We got the radiator in. We fixed all the valves throughout the house that were leaking and all the air releases. And we'll just take care of it going forward, too. We've got them on our schedule where once a year we're just going to go out, do the service on it, and make sure he's in good shape.
You guys are the best. And then
I even got them on my calendar to take them on a dune buggy ride next year.
Awesome. And fixed the chimney, right? Put in a new liner. And then I saw pictures that they were up on the roof rebricking it all in.
They did. They redid the whole thing and then put a nice cap on it. You know, they did a stainless steel liner. They went over and above with that. In fact, he had his whole crew there. He had 6 guys there. Just really got it going. Stepped up.
Fixed the foundation issues,
right? Yep. They came in and took care of that. They made quick work of that.
And then there was something on the basement windows too, right?
So yeah, they quoted to do two basement windows, and then they were just going to block two in. And when they got there, they decided, you know what, let's just give them the two windows. Let's just do all four windows. That way he's got the light, and we'll make sure it's all secure. And they took care of all that too.
Man.
Everybody was liking him. Once they got there and met the man, they were liking him.
Yeah, he's a heck of a guy, isn't he?
He really is. I was thrilled to meet him. And he was nervous when I came at first. He didn't know what to expect. But yeah, this isn't going to happen. And I think we blew his mind.
Well, good. You know, we started this story off with you talking about how people helped you along the way. And you have turned back and given back to the community in such a huge way by helping this guy out. You got other people to participate. But, you know, the thing that's interesting is I bet this was great for your crew, wasn't it?
It was. It was good for them to see that. And I kind of preach it all the time. I coach Special Olympics, got 130 athletes, and I'm religious to it. I'm there every week, and that's just my thing. I don't advertise that. That's my thing. And we have a mascot who has Down syndrome, and he's been mascotting for us for 6 years. He's actually been called up to the Mascot Hall of Fame, which we haven't been able to do because of COVID, but we're actually sending him out to the Mascot Hall of Fame, and he's going to be entered into it. So the guys see this all the time, and I'm constantly telling them, you really got to do something out in the community. You're going to feel better about yourself, and you're going to see a different side of people, and you're going to care more about your community. Most people in the Triple Cities always say, oh, I can't wait to get out of here and move to North Carolina. Me? No, I love it here. I love the people, and the more I volunteer, the more I do Special Olympics, there's no way I'd ever leave. You know, you're part of their family. But for the guys to see this and, you know, see that we're really going to step up and even do more, hopefully we'll bring them out to try and give a little bit to the community too.
I think it's also interesting. You do this because you think it's the right thing to do, and it's just part of who you are. But it's also good for your business, isn't it? I mean, I know that's not why you're doing it, but it is good for your business.
That's terrific for my business. It's funny because I really didn't do like Special Olympics or any of that for the business. I think I enjoy doing that stuff. I've just always been more of a giver. And people know when it's genuine. They know you're just, you're just boots on the ground. You're just trying to drive everybody forward. You're not making it up. You're not making it happen. It's just natural. And I think if you're doing that, it comes back full circle. But don't expect it to. I mean, if it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, I've got a lot of families that I know that I've done stuff for, been a part of their lives, whether it be coaching or whatever. They don't use my company. And, you know, that's fine. I do it because I enjoy it.
Well, good for you. What else should we know about that project? Anything else?
The Joe Girl Foundation went far and above. And this man's worries for the next 30 years of home maintenance are pretty much gone.
Excellent.
And to have that comfort, you know, being handicapped in any way has got to be a huge relief because we don't take care of our disabilities. They're restricted of what they can get when they should be the last people that are restricted of what they should get. So you guys did. I'm impressed.
Well, thanks. The Joseph Groh Foundation is a great foundation. You know, they've helped so many people, and it's focused on our industry. You know, the thing about people in our industry is that we depend on our bodies, you know, and if something happens and there's an accident, you can't count on your body to provide an income for your family anymore. So it's really important that people have disability insurance. That's one part of it. But it's also important as a community that we step up and help people. And you've been a great part of that. And the Joseph Groh Foundation is a great part of it. And a lot of people donate to the Joseph Groh Foundation and donate their time as well. So it's it is.
I was thrilled and honored that you called me on that. I really was. Made my night.
Well, thanks for doing it. You did a fantastic job. It's such a great story. We'll look for another good project. Jason, thank you so much for doing this with me. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Always a pleasure talking to you, David. Thank you.
Hi, this is David again. I hope you liked hearing about Jason and his amazing project. It's inspiring, right? Well, I have a small favor to ask of you. We put on this podcast as a contribution to our industry. We don't get paid to do it. We don't have any advertising. We don't have any sponsors. Don't get me wrong. It's a pleasure to do it, and I love the opportunity to talk with people in our industry. Nevertheless, it takes time and money to put it on. That's our contribution. In return, I'd like you to make a contribution as well. I'd like you to contribute to the Joseph Grow Foundation. You heard about the Grow Foundation in Jason's story. The Grow Foundation provides support to people in our industry who are suffering from life-altering illnesses and accidents. It's a fabulous organization, and I gotta tell you, they could really use your help. Doesn't matter how much you give, every little bit supports people in our industry who need help, just like the family in Binghamton, New York that Jason helped. So if you would, please, go to josephgrowfoundation.org. Grow is spelled G-R-O-H, so it's josephgrowfoundation.org. Click on the donate button. If you think about it, we all have a lot to be grateful for. I'm grateful for your support. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a wonderful holiday season with your loved ones.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.